Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Glad to have you with me today. And tomorrow we're finishing up the month of September, continuing to just jump into the Word in different places. I want to go to 2 Timothy 4 and deal with the final words of the Apostle Paul that the Holy Spirit would have him put down on paper. We don't know if these are the final words. It's doubtful. But it's the final ones that we have. It's his letter to his friend Timothy, specifically 2 Timothy. And the last chapter gives us the heart of the great giver of the new covenant message. That's the Apostle Paul. He has a readiness to go home because he's finished his Christian walk. Well, according to the tone of the 6th verse, it really appears that Paul could leave this life whenever he was ready. Because earlier in his ministry, he had stated that he was torn. Philippians 1, 23 and 24, he says, I'm in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. I believe that saints who understand who they are in Christ and assert their righteousness in him should expect to see long life and length of days. That's Proverbs 3 and 2. And when you've lived a full life, ask your daddy to take you home, which is far better. But we see Paul reluctant to leave until he has finished his course, showing us yet another instance in the Bible where God's labor does not cease until it is finished. Remember these? God finished creation and then rested on the 7th day. Jesus finished paying for man's sin at the cross and then gave up the ghost. Paul finishes this masterpiece of the New Testament, writing about the covenant of grace and goodness, and now he's ready to go home. I think a source of frustration for many people is that we too often quit before we're finished, and that ends up with discouragement. We did not begin the Christian walk of grace and favor to just lie down and be content with whatever knowledge we've gained. Those who are feeding on His grace and His goodness find that they're never again satisfied to merely be. They want to be growing. They want to be expanding, increasing in their knowledge of how wonderful that their Savior truly is. So let me ask you, are you a chronic quitter? Do you start projects and leave them half finished? Has it been quite some time since you brought an idea to fruition and saw it through until the very end? There's no satisfaction like finishing what you start, taking it from idea to project to completion. If you find that you have difficulty with this, lean on His grace to supply you in this area that you obviously can't supply yourself. He is a finisher and you are in Him. Thus, you are a finisher too. When Paul finished the course, he was to receive a crown of righteousness, which is actually promised to all of us in 2 Timothy 4:9. We are righteous now because of the finished work of Jesus. But we will be crowned with righteousness and glory after we are out of this mortal body. This mortal man is still a remnant of the fall, still keeps us from seeing him in that realm of the Spirit. Without this, what some men call the mortal coil, we're going to be in that presence of the Lord, whatever that looks like and however that is. Paul made it clear that there was something about going to be with Christ. That doesn't discount that Paul knew Christ was in him. So though our lives are great on this earth, I do believe, and very firmly, that there's a glory that awaits us in the next life that is worth this life. As much as I believe the kingdom is ours and we ought to be expanding it, I still am a believer that when you leave this place, you go be with Him. And I think Paul knew what he meant when he said that is far better. So there's a day coming when we will see Him and be with Him. But until then, we are who we are by the grace of God. I'll see you tomorrow.